Sí, es Island Prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 171. 171. The church has one foundation, 'tis Jesus Christ alone. She is his new creation, with water by the word. From him he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. A charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace and due. Though with a scornful wonder, men see her so oppressed. Though foes would rend asunder the rock where she doth rest, yet since your faith are keeping, your cry goes up how long, and soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her woe, she wins the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. We thank our Lord for our family altar this evening. Let's read Psalms 122. Psalms 122. Psalms 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Verse 2. Our feet have been one standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Verse 3. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, to the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Verse 5. Their thrones for judgments were set, the thrones for the house of David. Verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. So Psalms 122, this psalm was written by David. So this psalm is centered on Jerusalem, a place where the temple of God is. So spiritually, Jerusalem represents the church. So verse 1. So here it says, this was the experience of David. If anyone asks him to go to temple, he will be very happy. The temple of God today is the church. Have we experienced that we can be joyful, able to go to church, especially after a day's work or a week's labor. If coming to church is a joyful event, then we would love to go to church. This should also be the pursuit of our life of faith today, where we pursue the joy in coming to the church. Then we would feel that our lives are inseparable with the church, because this is the place in which we are able to receive joy. So how are we able to be joyful when we come to the church? So the book of Isaiah chapter 2 tells us about this. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2 from verses 2 to 3. Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 to 3. The word, verse 2, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come, verse 3, and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So the temple is built on the mountain. So the mountain will be on top of other mountains. So in order to go to this temple, we then have to climb up this mountain, where the higher we climb up the mountain, the quieter the situation will be, and we will have drawn further from the life in the city. For we can even see further and able to feel or experience the feeling of transcending the world. And the church is established on top of the mountain. She is unlike any private or earthly clubs or entertainment groups, where it is only able to provide happiness or excitement at that particular moment only. But the church is where God abides. So the further we are from the world, the nearer we are to the Lord. So the true church is the mountain above all mountains, meaning that place is where the place where the Lord God abides is the highest. So the simplest way of looking at this or to understand this is through the abidance of the Holy Spirit in the true church, where our church is the closest to God. So on this mountain, we can also see that the teachings of the Lord are being taught from it. Today, there are many in this world, there are many Christian churches actually teach us that besides human biblical teachings, they add upon human philosophies and human teachings, where the teachings of God and the Holy Spirit will come from Jerusalem. That the joy that we find in the church is that we are able to listen to the teaching of God and the truth. For the truth, as the scripture tells us, it will sanctify us. So after our hearts are sanctified, then we will be able to experience that God is indeed close to us, and we can feel joy to us. And in Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4, we have also seen, nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Actually, these words, if we see or visit the United Nations office in New York, we are able to see these words, where this is indeed an ideal, where during the Second World War, many people lost their lives. In a war, there is no clear winner. But in verse 4, this verse actually refer to the situation in the kingdom of God, which is the church. We all know about God, and when we come to church, and in church, we need not need all these spears and sword. Where living in the society, we know there are a lot of politics involved, where this politics is likened to invincible swords and spears. So as a result, working in the society becomes a very tiring issue. Not only that we are laboring with exhaustion, but even our interpersonal relationship become chaotic. But in the church, because of the abidance of God, God will judge between nations. Therefore, no need to learn about war anymore, but to learn love in the church. So we do not need to learn to attack another, because this is the kingdom of God, where the Lord God will abide. Hence, able to come to church is a joyful matter. We, at the end, we can also live with a contented heart. And then the Bible also tells us that we are to rejoice with Jerusalem. Why must we rejoice? Because God wants us to be satisfied in Him. So if we are able to come to church, we are able to be so close to God. And even in prayer, we are able to feel that we are drawing near to God. When we hear a sermon, it touches us so greatly, able to feel the sincere love of our brothers and sisters. It will bring us great satisfaction and joy in our heart. So in the Lord, we will be able to have abundant blessings. So this is the heart of David in Psalms 122 verse 1. So we must build this church on the mountain. Our standard of holiness and love must be higher than that of the world. Then God will abide with us and we can experience joy. And then in verse 2, our Psalms 122 verse 2, our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. So what does this mean? He would not want to leave. He loves to remain in the church. Many people, their feet are outside Jerusalem, for their relationship is far from God. Therefore, when they come to church, they do not feel anything. So therefore, they will only choose to stay outside Jerusalem. Then verse 3, Psalms 122 verse 3, Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together. So the city of Jerusalem will be built as a city that is compact together. The church must be united as one. Not only come to the same church for service together, but in our families. If we do not even have a meal together in a year, what family is this? So we must also make manifest the sense of unity in our families, in the church as well. A very good example is attending services. And another, of course, is the unity of our heart. So this actually require a miracle. Just like during the apostolic days, there were 3,000 people who were baptized in one day. This was indeed a great miracle. So when Jesus abides with us, we will all be united. Where the unity of the church is not just reached by good interpersonal relationship, but rather the unity of the church comes that we have a common faith, we have the same Holy Spirit. And the unity of the church is established because of God and not men. There are certain churches which are not united. They are very pitiful. They are not able to grow. So, but some churches, they will start to wither on the other hand and become smaller. Therefore, the church today must preach the same teaching. If not, the church will be divided. Especially the teachings of our common faith, that is the teachings concerning the truth of salvation. And the third reason for the unity of the church is to be filled with the love of God. When we look into our families, our children also have weaknesses. They will continually improve and grow. So not only must we accept them, but rather we must pray for them. So in the church, similarly, we must use the same love to bear and accept one another. We pray for one another so that we can continually grow. So this is what we call love. In the society, we grow because of competition. But this is not so in the church, where the growth of the church comes from intercession and love for one another. And here it says that the city, Jerusalem, is a city that is built, bound firmly together, where this did not come in one day, but it is through the effort of everyone. Although our family is a small church, but if the family cannot be united, then we can see indeed there is a problem in their faith. So the strength that we receive to be united is actually from God. Then verse 4. To which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. So here it says to give thanks, meaning to say to offer spiritual sacrifices to God. We are not to think that whenever only when we have special needs and only then we come to church, but rather in peaceful times we are to come to church to offer spiritual sacrifices and praises to God. So this is one of the methods for us to draw near to God. And then verse 5, Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones for the house of David. So in the church, there is an invisible throne where God is on the throne. And here, there are two names that are given for this throne. That is the throne of mercy. That is, in difficulty, we look up for this throne. And there's another throne that is the throne of judgment, where God will execute His judgment. Therefore, today, we must worship God with a heart of fear. Only then we will be able to depart from evil and righteousness. For today, what do we pursue? We pursue for peace and security. We do not need to ask for peace, for this is the result of righteousness, as mentioned in the scripture. So whatever we do or whatever our family does, if we do all things correctly in righteousness, we would be able to experience peace and security. And there will be no more fear and worry in us. And the church also has the throne of judgment. So whenever we come to church, we confess and repent our wrongdoings before God, and God will then forgive our sins. And on our journey home, we will realize that God will be with us and we will be able to feel peaceful. We do not come to church to earn money, but rather we come to seek peace. Then we see the last part from verses 6 to 7. So in verse 6 to 7, so here it tells us, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Verse 7, peace be within your walls and security within your towers. So here it tells us, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So when there is a peace, we will then prosper. If a church that cannot be united as one, the church and the work of the church will not prosper. Therefore today, we must also pray for the unity of the church. Only then the church will prosper. And those who love God will prosper. And those who love God will love the church, will love the brothers and sisters. Then God will bless them. Of course, in the Bible, we do not pray for the blessings of God. Of course, we can ask for blessings. Yet, if we do according to the teachings of God, naturally, all the blessings of God will come upon us. Finally, let's see verse 9. Psalms 122, verse 9. For the sake of the peace of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. So here says, David says, I will seek your good. Therefore, to seek the goodness of the church. Therefore, we pray that the church, to pray for our church, so that the church will improve, our spirituality will improve, and then we can experience peace and contentment. And this, the most beautiful thing in our life today, is to be able to come to the church to enjoy peace and joy. So this is Psalms 122. Now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, as we have mentioned, we continue to pray for the church. We pray for our brothers and sisters, our friends and relatives. We pray for one another, to pray for our families, so that in the midst of this pandemic, we are able to be preserved by the Lord, to be able to enjoy peace and joy in our hearts. Let us all now, in one accord, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, for deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. May God bless all of you.